100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Right, let's start with Poland. Our first item this morning came as much as a surprise to me as it did to anyone else who have mentioned it too. I didn't know you could buy shares in Domino's Pizza Poland. And if you had bought them a year ago, they were 28p. Today they're 49p, so a nice jump already. And there's an Irish connection, according to Alan Breen of Cantor Fitzgerald, who brought this unusual company to my attention. He tells me that a lot of the lads and ladies who run Domino's outlets in Poland did their training here in Ireland. Good morning, Alan Breen, and a happy Mammy's Day to you.
Many happy returns, Connell. Good morning, how are you?
Good. This is a fascinating company, and you love it. You absolutely love it. You think it's a cracking cracker.
It's a very interesting story, there's no doubt about it. The stock is called DP Poland, Domino's Pizza Poland. It is a separately listed company to the main company, obviously, Domino's Pizza in the States. The stock floated in 2011, February 2011. Basically what they are, they have the master franchise for Domino's Pizza in Poland. There's currently 40 stores and they're targeting growth of up to 200. So there's plenty of room for the share price to move higher. They actually pushed on a little bit on Friday up to 51.5p and they report in the morning. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Now it is worth noting, it's not a core stock within the Cantor Fitzgerald portfolio, but it's a very little, it's very interesting niche product. The kind of one that might sit comfortably for, you know, from a risk perspective, it's a little bit more high, it's higher risk, but potentially more lucrative in terms of return from a medium to much longer term potential.
I'm sure you'd never use the term, but it's a punting stock.
It's an interesting one, but it's not without its merits. Like, what's very interesting, if you look, like, the stock and the actual franchise and the success of the model has been replicated in other markets as well. I mean, if you look at the Australian market, there was a separately listed company there, in the UK as well. And if over a 20-year period, if you actually took a chart and looked at all three of the franchises in that period, you would have had a spectacularly good return on your portfolio. So it is not without good grounding as well. But as I said, it's a very interesting company. The dynamic of it is very interesting insofar as we mentioned there are a number of franchise owners in Poland that are Polish that have worked abroad, particularly in the UK. On the website, there's a very interesting webcast where one of the guys kind of talks about how he worked his way up. He got franchisee of the year in the UK. He decided to go home. He's worked for 11 years and he's really, really successful in rolling that out in Poland itself. They're highly ambitious, highly educated and really dynamic, and it's going very, very well. So it's a very interesting story.
And how does it sit into the overall Domino's story? Do they just pay a franchise fee to Domino's in the US?
Yeah, well, the story, Domino's itself was founded in 1960. Two brothers, Tom and James Monaghan, I think they were names. And I think James was bought out by Tom a few months later for about
$500. For the price of a car or something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a Volkswagen Beetle.
The most expensive car ever.
And they were initially called Domi Nicks, and they evolved into Domino's Pizza. I mean, it's a proper global name, and the brand and the franchise is highly successful, and the model has been proven throughout the world. I mean, there's 11,000 stores worldwide. There's over 5,000 stores in the States, 6,000 globally in countries as diverse as Poland, Mexico, India, Iceland, Ireland, UK, Australia, we mentioned as well. So it's a proper global name, and they've been successful in replicating that out into other markets. I suppose that's the key to this particular business. It's, will they be able to grow it as successfully as it has been done in the other countries? And I've no reason to doubt that.
And there's no difference. I mean, they just have taken the model and they just, as you say, replicate it.
Yeah, but they're very cute in terms of the cities, and they have a very clear target market, 25 to 35 year olds. They will go to densely populated parts of big cities. They've started to roll that out throughout Poland now. They would have initially started in Warsaw, but they've now started to roll that out in, I think, five further cities. They have a very successful commissary, so all the in-house baking, etc., is done there, and the distribution channels are very successful. They had a placing last year where they raised £3.2 million, and what they did was they're building or expanding a second commissary right in the centre of Poland, so it gives them all kinds of opportunities and angles. But they're very clear in their target market. Their IT infrastructure is very solid as well, and it's interesting to note in terms of thematics coming from the business that 69% of all their orders are done online. So they've a highly success Excuse me.
Put the teeth back in.
Highly sophisticated IT model as well. So it's a very interesting story. Very simple, very basic story insofar as I said, the brand speaks for itself. The stores are pretty, you know, pretty standard, very clean, very comfortable, very very limited in terms of seating. It's all about being able to deliver it in as short a time period as possible.
Where will it go?
Well, look,
simple question.
Well, I certainly want to, anyone that isn't aware of the stock should certainly keep an eye on, there's a trading statement tomorrow. You have mentioned the stock has doubled from 24p about a year ago up to 51.5p on Friday. What is interesting as well, it's kind of immune from a lot of the issues that we would be concerned about in markets, mainly Brexit, etc. So it's purely a growth story on a well-proven brand. It could go anywhere. I mean, to put it into context, they've only had 40 stores open in Poland. They're targeting 200, so there's plenty of scope for upside if they can continue the very good trends we've seen so far. In their last update, their like-for-like sales growth was up 27%, and they've been very successful in growing it to date, so I've no reason to doubt that at the moment anyway.
Sounds like a big fat buy.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting, again, within one's portfolio, if you have kind of that risk capital element within a portfolio that you're looking for a multiple return to justify the risk, but it's definitely one to consider.
As I said before, that is your speak for punt. It's a punt, it's a good punt, very good. Alan, thank you very much, one, for bringing it to our attention, and two, for talking to us about it this morning, and we will keep an eye on it, and as you say, there's a trading statement tomorrow morning. Alan Breen of Cantor, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
100 to 102, Today FM, the Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.